We are in the time of the Vayera here on the seventh Midah. The Midah HaZayin of the Yud Gimel Midah is Yoshuv Yerachmenu. Yoshuv Yerachmenu means that Rabbi Shalom again will have Rachmanis upon us. So we'll take a look first at the Loshon of the time of the Vayera regarding this Midah and then how it applies to us. What we are supposed to learn from that in terms of a halachta bedrochov, which again, this is the purpose of the definitions and the explanations of all of these Yud Gimel Midas that the Talmud Torah is discussing. So first we'll take a look at it and then we'll discuss some of the ideas in a little bit more detail. Talmud Torah says that Yoshev Yerachmenu, what does that mean? The Rabbi Shalom again will have Rachmanis upon us. He says, "Hine Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu." He says, "Misnaig b'midat bosav adam." It's quite clear that he says that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does not conduct himself in the ways that a bosav adam, that a regular human being, is noig. Shemichisoi chaveroi, by regular bosav adam, when someone pochet becomes angered by his fellow kishu misratzimoi, when he makes up with him, is misratzim ma'at. Like Ahava Hakudemis. Usually when people who basically had differences between them, ultimately even when they make up, however it is, so to speak, it is a civil type of a friendship. But it's very hard to sort of restore the original Ahava that existed between them. That is the Hanhogi between Odom L'Chaveroi. That even when a person is Misratzi, even when ultimately when they reconcile, but Lamaisa, the reconciliation is not the way it was before the Chet, between Odom and Chaver, between the two parties. Aval, in contrast, he says, Imchot Odom ve'otze tshuva. But if a person, in fact, was Chayte, and he did tshuva, Ma'losoi yoyser gedoylo ma'kodesh baruch hu. Not only is there, as it were, a reconciliation, but as a matter of fact, his connection and his shayches with HaKodesh Baruch Hu is even on a higher degree. It's not merely when one does tshuva, it's not merely he's being misak in his past, it's not merely that he's rectifying his ovar, but in effect he rises to madregas much greater than he was before the chet at all. It would have been enough of a chiddush that a person was chayter, that his tshuva is accepted, and he's back to square one. However, the chesed that we see, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is noyegid, that it goes much further than that. That a person was chayt, and in fact, afterwards when he does tshuva, he becomes elevated to greater madregas, much greater than it was before. His relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is greater. The Hainun, matter of fact, this is what Chazal say. The Mokoyim, very famous Chazal, there's many interpretations of Chazal as well, but the way the Talmud Dvar understands it, but their klal, this is the way the Velt understands it. The Mokoyim Shebal Tshuva Imdim, Ein tzadikim gimurim yecholim lamoid. That in a place where a Baal Tshuva stands, then even perfect tzadikim can't stand. And he's going to explain it. How is it that Baal Tshuva, as a matter of fact, are able to stand even in places where tzadikim gimurim are not able to stand? Says the time of the Vayir of Ahatam Kideperishu. The reason for that is, as has been explained, he brings here Beperik Haboina. But it's noted right here, it's in Mesechtes Menachos Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. In Perek Haboina, actually, the idea that the term Dvar advances is on the Ois Kuf. But he's talking here about the Ois Hei. And that, in fact, is in Mesechtes Menachos. Binyan Hei, regarding the Tzura of the Ois Hei. And Chazal tells us regarding the Tzura of the Ois Hei, Lomo Hi Asuye Kach Sadro. Why is it that the Tzura of the Ois Hei is basically, it's open like an achsadra, it's open like a porch. The Mashal basically discusses and tells us that we know that there is the Tzad Tzofoin. The Tzad Tzofoin, as it were, the northern part of the world, is really the chelik of the world where one basically draws gashmius from. Kiddua, the Gemara says, above the Basra, Dav Chofei, Heroitza Sheyashir is Yatsfin. Somebody who's interested in Ashira should go north. Veroitze sheyachkim is yadrim, and someone who is interested in chokhmah should go south, should go to Dorim, And the Gemara tells us, "Simonach Menorah Shebedarim." The Menorah, as it were, in the Heichal was on the south side. The Shulchan, which represents Ashiris, was on the other side. So Tzofen is really the idea. That's the Makor. That's the source of Gashmius. So in a certain sense, the world also is open like an Echsadra. The world is sort of like enclosed on three sides and open on the fourth side. And the Mashal says that the fourth side that is open, that's the Tzofen side, which means that the world, as it were, is open to the elements of all the Gashmius that it's Shayach, that exists. A person basically can fall in and become steeped in all the Gashmius, B'li Gvul and B'li Erech. Chazal are telling us this. That why is the world, why is the hay, first of all, which represents the world, as we'll see. The hay is Asuya Kachsadre. The hay is open on the bottom, as we know it. It's basically surrounded on three sides. Although one of the sides, which is the leg of the hay, is not completely closed, which we'll see again. Because Shekol Horoitza Lotzeis Mailomo Yetze. Chazal say, because anyone who really wants to stray from this world can do so. So the opening that you have in the bottom of the hay means, although we are enclosed, protected, sort of, as it seems, you might think, because on three sides you're surrounded, but nevertheless the fourth side is completely open, which means that a person can really fall, and you really notice that's on the bottom. When a person falls, he really falls towards the bottom. That is symbolic of the ice hay, that a person, if he wants to, call a reitzel, let's say, semayloma yetze, perish. What it means is, ho'oilam nivra behay. The ois hay actually is the letter with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Gemara tells us, in Masechtas Menachos, that oilam habo was created with the ois yud, and oilam hazeh was created with the ois hay. And the Gemara brings the posik, ki beko Hashem tzura ilomim. The Rabbi Shem created the world with the shem ko, yud kei. Yud denotes oilam habo, and the ois hay denotes oilam hazeh. What's the shaykhis with oilam hazeh to the ois hay? That for Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the same way that you look at the shape of the hay, which is daimed to an achsadra, like an open porch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu boro oilam psuach l'tzad hora. HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically created the world in a way that it's open to the tzad hora v'hacheit l'revocha, wide open. That a person is capable of falling and being attached to the yetzer hara and to chait without any resistance. Ein tzad she'ein chomer v'yetzer hara u'pigam. There's no real area where a person cannot find gashmius, which is chomer. There's no place where a person will not be able to find yetzer hara, where a person will not be able to find aveira. Kimin achzadre, very simply, it's all is there, simply like a porch. Everything is there. Einoi bal gidorim. There is no fence. There is no barrier. El apirte gidoila perutza litzad horo litzad mato. But basically, a person finds himself to this open area, to this open breach, this area without a fence, allowing him to fall down into the abyss. That is what we see from the Yosei, that the world is doim to the Yosei, that clearly there's nothing to protect you from the bottom. There's nothing there to hold you. It's wide open, allowing you to fall. Call me, Sheirait, Sheir Tzelotzes Melomoy. Anyone who just, as long as he wants, he desires. If that's what you want, if that's what you choose. If a person chooses that route, if that's the way he wants to go, he wants to find Yetzirah, he wants to find evil, he wants to find Ra, Kame Psochim Loi. He'll find out that, as a matter of fact, that there are many, many exits. There are many ways to leave the world of good, the world of Kedusha, the world of Torah, the world of mitzvahs. There are no hindrances. You want to leave? Be my guest. Not just be my guest. The door is open, and we'll see much more than that. It means that a person, no matter where he turns, can always find evil, he can find Avera, which can also, through which he can enter, basically, the reshus of the chitzayinim of the evil forces. He can be ensnared by them. V'hi psucha melamalo. But at the same time, the good news is, the yois hay, although on three sides, but it is fenced in, however, we know the leg on the left side of the hay does not reach all the way to the top. There's a little bit of a gap, a very small, narrow opening. Says the Gemara, what is this symbolic of? That's the good part. What this is telling us, the pesucha milamalo. As a matter of fact, it is open on top. The hay is open on top. Shim yoshuv yekabluhu. That means this is the way back. A person was chaitin. No matter how far and how deep he fell, should he now desire to do tshuva, we have a special door for him. And that is the opening that we have on the other side of the hay, close to the roof of the hay, where you have that opening. Which means to say is that if you desire to do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready to accept you. Shim yoshuv, as we say, yikabluhu. The obvious question is, why do you need a second door? Why can't he come back through the same door he left, right? Same door, like we have. We have a door, we go out that door, we come in the same door. Why do we need a separate door for coming back in? The same door that you fell out of, just trace your steps back and come back. So the Gemara asked that question, the Hikshu. Chazal asked the question, why was it necessary to give us that second door, that small opening, not just a second door, it's a small opening, which again, we'll see what that means. That also has tremendous meaning, the construction of the hay, Lagaba, the second opening. But why do you need it all together? Come back the same way you left. And the Gemara says, Lemistaya Milse, it won't work out. And the Talmud Devar is going to explain to us why it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out to ask you to come back the same way you left. And he points out, Rotsu Bazeh. He says, the kavon of that, the meaning of that is, Shahashov b'tshuva v'yaspikloi shiye nigdor be'ovoin kigeder ha-tzadikim. It means that a person, once that he has sinned, he cannot simply go back to square one. In other words, this is the door I left, let me come back. In other words, let me be just the way a tzadik was before the chet, or maybe the kind of a tzadik I was before the chet. The answer is that once a person was chayte, his spiritual immune system now has been tainted, has been charred, and therefore he needs a tremendous, tremendous koyach achizuk to be able to pull himself up, to pull himself back, and he needs an exercise of maintenance. Because once a person has been deficient, once a person lost his koyach, a kedusha, he lost his koyach of shmirah, he ruined it, he destroyed it. As he points out, shashom b'tshuva lo yaspikloi, for him it's not enough. Shiye nigdar, he should be merely fenced in with a simple fence, as it were, be'ovoy, from sin, kigedra tzadikim. Simply, let me put up just a simple fence, like tzadikim have. For you it's not enough. A simple fence, or just a simple red stop sign is not enough for you. Wherefore, as a tzaddik, he sees a stop sign, he knows this is not for me to go, spiritually. This is not a good place for me. It's enough. He sees the sign. It's not a good place. The person was choyta already, it's not enough that intellectually he knows this is wrong. He already has been caught up in the snare and the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. He said, tzaddikim, mipnei shatzaddikim shloi chotu. Tzaddikim being that they have not sinned. Seriously, we're talking about. So godah ma'at yaspik aleihem. So therefore, it's enough for them to have merely a minor fence, as it were. However, omnom ha'choyte shechoto mishot. However, a person who actually sinned. We're talking about a sinner who now is doing tshuva. Lo yaspik loy godar ma'at. A simple fence won't help him. But rather he has to enforce himself with very, very strong barriers. He needs extra restraint now that he already had sinned. He was toyim tam chet. Because mipnei she'oisoi goder hama'at, because that simple fence that he might have had till now, that already was breached. Once you breach it, you have to rectify it very, very strong. If nishoisa goda hamat kfa nifrat pamachas, it already was broken, it already was breached, and therefore, im yiskarev shom, should he approach that merely that flimsy fence, right? Decides, let me go again to the line, to that fence there, up to the fence, bekal yefateu yitzroi, it would be very easy to have the yetzer hara overtake him, because he already has been toyim tamchet. It's very easy to fall back and slip again. How do you say that people, you know, who have come out of certain machlis, what you always have to worry about is a relapse. Right? Easy to relapse, to come back again. You have to make sure that you're out of it completely. This is not just true in the physical life or in your physical world. This certainly is true in the world of ruchnius. That a person, once it was time chet, It's very easy for the second time for the Yetzer to be mefatim to seduce him. And therefore, letzorach lehisrachek, herchek godol meoid. He has to distance himself tremendously. And therefore, velozeh, as a result, that being that the road to tshuva, therefore, has to be fortified with more intense shemira, better fences, better gedarim, greater barriers. Velozeh. So therefore, lo yikoneis derech pesach v'achsadre shapir tesham. He can't go back to the opening, because there, that's where the breach, that's the area of the breach. Ela yisalev yikonas, he says, derech pesach tzar. But rather, he has to ascend, and he goes through a very narrow gap, which is at the top of the hay. What is symbolic of the narrowness of it? What is the idea of the narrowness? He says, v'yasek kametzorois v'sigufim liatzmoi. We'll talk about that also. In other words, the repentant sinner had to basically engage in various tzoros v'segufim, different types of self-affliction, right, in order to atone for his averus. That's what the Pesach Tzar means. It's not so easy. In other words, in order to be able to really come through, to come back, one has to undergo a series of rehabilitation. And that involves tzoros, self-sacrifice, affliction, and so on, to an extent, as a different form give different siddurim and tshuva for different averis. The yistoim aprotzois, and as a result, he will be able to mend all the breaches that he caused. Continues now the Talmud Devarim, and he tells us, and umetam zeh, that basically because of this, we can now understand why Chazal said, b'mokoim shebal tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gimurim yecholim lamachom. That on the level, that high level where Bala Tshuva stand, that even perfect tzaddikim cannot stand. I got on a play of words, the Sifra Chassidus, the Kedushas Levi, and other Sifra Chassidus point out on a play of words what also is to be inferred from this statement. The problem of a tzaddik is when he really thinks he's a tzaddik gomer, as a fatig tzaddik. I actually mentioned the Sefer Chashova Letoivim from Chanoi Chenech of Alexander. Tzaddikim Gimura means as a fatig tzaddik. If Fatik is tzaddik, if he's Fatik, then he's only going to stand on a certain level, and he's going to remain on that plateau. The Bala Tshuva is one who always realizes that he's lacking. That's the Bala Tshuva. The Bala Tshuva realizes that he really has to work, he has to push forward. And therefore, the Bala Tshuva, of course, is not going to be standing there, not going to be an oimid. The Bala Tshuva is going to be a hoylech. The mokim shal Bala Tshuva oim de main tzaddik and gvurim yuchayim lamachon. Tzaddik and gvurim really are standing in one place. But the Bala Tshuva is always standing in a different place. Bala Tshuva is always moving ahead because he knows he's far from perfect. That's the definition of a Bala Tshuva. He's always a Bala Tshuva. He's always doing Tshuva. However, the Tzaddik, he's a Tzaddik Gomer. Is there a Fatik a Tzaddik? Is a Fatik a Tzaddik? So that's where he is. He's standing there where he's standing. And therefore, the Bala Tshuva, of course, goes ahead, moves ahead. So he points out, on the level that Bala Tshuva, im de main Tzaddikim and Gimurim Yechayim Lamed, mipnei shlo nichnasu derech Pesach HaTzaddikim, kedei shiyu im HaTzaddikim. Because the Bala Tshuva, as it were, did not enter the same door as the Tzaddik, in order that they should be together. The Bala Tshuva, as it were, as we say, had to climb. Because in order for him to do Tshuva, he had to climb to the top of the hay. That means work. That's a symbolic of Avodah. That is symbolic of Tzar. That's symbolic of exertion. That's symbolic of Yegiah and Amelus. In other words, it involves the Tzar and the pain. And therefore they had to ascend all the way to the top to enter through that upper door. The Sigfu Atzmon, as he points out. And in fact, they were misagiv themselves. They inflicted themselves. The Nivdalu Menachet Yosef V'Yosef Natzadikim. And they are distancing themselves even more. The Tzadik doesn't have to feel so threatened by a mokum of an Avera, because he knows that his koiches are strong. He believes in his koiches. He knows that what? That he has a stronger immune system in his spiritual life. But the Bala Tshuva has to distance himself more and more. Things that would be okay for a tzaddik to come close to, the Bala Tshuva cannot allow himself that luxury to come that close. So he points out, therefore, Lekach olu v'omdu b'madrege hei. So therefore the Bala Tshuva, who puts in so much koyach and so much effort and so much tsar, whereas the tzaddik doesn't have all of that. So the avodah of the Bala Tshuva to reach where he's at and where he's going involves so much koyach, more than basically that the tzaddik is involved with. So Mela, he moves Takya also to the Madrega of Hay. Being that Hay is symbolic of Tshuva, there's also the Madrega of Hay, which is the Heichol Chamishi Shebegan Eden. That is the second idea, the notion of Hay being Tshuva, and that is based upon the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says in Chelek Aleph Daf Lamed Tes, the Zohar says, Beheichol Chamishoye, Kaimu, in the fifth Heichol are standing, Kol Inun, he says, all those Morayim the Tshuvta, those that were Zohar to do Tshuva, Shleimotso. Right? The Tovu Mechateyoin, that they returned, they did Tshuva from their Averis, Vishnachmu Behu, and they had Charota, and as a result, Hai Heichole Kaima Alin, and this is the Heichol, therefore, which the Baal Tshuva Zoiche. So that is a tremendously high Heichol, and that is a Heichol which is above the Heichol where generally Tzadikim are. The Baal Tshuva Zoiche to go to that, to ascend to that higher Heichol. What is that higher Heichol? That's the roof of the Hay. Because that's where the Baal Tshuva has to go. He has to go to the roof of the hay, to the gag of the hay. That is the fifth Heichel. That is the fifth Heichel in Gan Eden. The Tzadikim, on the other hand, the Pesach HaHay. Tzadikim are at the opening of the hay, the Knesset or Achsadra. They can allow themselves, as it were, they don't need the extreme barrier to go way deep into the hay. They, the Tzadikim, can go all the way up to down to the Gvul, because they don't have to be concerned as the Baal Tshuva has to. They are naturally nisrachik, distant from chait, and therefore their positioning is bepesach hahei, which is bekneses huachsadre, which is by the entrance of that achsadre, of that porch. Bolazeh, and therefore kashu odem yatsi tshuva. Therefore, when a person, in fact, when he does tshuva basically is a combination of two letters, two words, toshuv hei, tshuva, toshuv hei. Which means Tahina Toshuv Hey El Mekoima, which means that the Baal Tshuva, as a result, he returns the hay to its proper place, meaning to say is that the hay basically is functioning in the way it is supposed to function. And once the Baal Tshuva accomplishes this successfully, the Yahzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinoso Yolo, he can be confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only will forgive him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually restore his Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rest on him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider him to be a Mokim that's worthy of Ashrois HaShechina. Not just he won't have any punishment, he'll have a Kapora, he'll have atonement. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at him as being an admirable place, a place that's worthy for Ashrois HaShechina. Einoi Shov Ke'ahava HaRishoyna Bovat. And look what he says. Not merely to go back as it were before the Chet. No, more than that. It's not merely like the Ahava HaRishoyna, Ela Yoyser VeYoyser. But a matter of fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come closer to him even to a greater measure. V'hainu, and this is significant in this midah. Yoshuv Yirachmenu. You know what Yoshuv Yirachmenu means? Yoshuv means to say that Yosef Rachman Li Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, matter of fact, he'll increase the Rachmanis towards Klal Yisrael. The Yisak name, and he will rectify them, he will fix them, he will perfect them, the Yikavim Yoyser, and draw them more closer to himself, as it were, before the Chet. So the Baal Tshuva, as a matter of fact, if he's Zoyche to the Tshuva, he can be Zoyche to much, much greater heights than as it was before he was Chayte. So this is B'mokin Shebaal Tshuva, as he says, that Ein Tzadikim Gimur Mikhoi Lamechom, they are in a higher level, in a higher Heichol. They are what is called the fifth Heichel, the Heichel Chamishish Began Eden, which is a Heichel specially reserved to the Baal Tshuva. And therefore it comes out that the Baal Tshuva not merely is able to go back to, as it were, before the Chet, which itself would have been a tremendous chesed, that he can go back the way it was before, forget everything, let bygones be bygones. It's much more than that. It's not merely bygones be bygones, but it's clearly like he's newly created to a matziv even higher and even greater than he was before the Chet. What do we learn from that? So the Messiah now, the time of the Vayir in this Midah. So what do we learn from that? What we learn from that is that the kach odom tzorach lehisnagim chaveroi. So now that we know the midah of how Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with Baalei Tshuva, this now v'halachta bedrachov, what is the lesson, the practical lesson? Because everything, as we know, it has now a practical application. Why are we learning this? To realize and to have an idea of what the hadrocha for us is to follow and to emulate the derech Hashem. So the kach odom tzorach lehisnagim chaveroi. A person should not harbor Eva, which is hate, which basically is born out of a past anger. A And we'll soon see also the emphasis of the word mavakish, means just the beginning even. When you see that someone is at least, even though the other person didn't fully at all rectify the matzav, but you see already he's searching, he's looking for your ahava. When you see that chaver is mevakish ahavosoi, yieloi b'madregas rachmim v'ahava yosef v'yosef mekoidim, that you should raise your level of rachmonis and ahava towards him even much more than before. And that's much more than it was even before the chait. The same way that Kodesh Baruch Hu not merely receives the Baal Tshuva, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is mekara the Baal Tshuva to a greater extent, to a greater madrega than was before the chait. The same thing should also be ben Odom Chaveroi, that once someone is trying to come back to you, not just merely receive him, but to point out it should be a madrega of rachmim and ahavo, which is yosef yosef mekoidim v'yoymar. And you say to this friend, harei hu li kebali tshuva, he to me is like a Baal Tshuva. In the same way that a Baal Tshuva klapet Rabbeinu Shloilem, she'ein tzadikim gemurim, that even tzadikim gemurim, as we know, yecholim lamed etzlam, that we are not able to stand, even tzadikim gemurim not able to stand next to the Baal Tshuva on that level. So the same thing, we say this, benod machaveroi, Reuven says this to Shimon the same way, v'yikorveyu, and it should be mekaradim tachlis kurva, means the fullest extent of his karvis you should extend to him. Even more than those that you're mekarev, that you had never problems with them. Now, tzadikim gemurim regarding Odom Lachaver are those that you never had problems. Savada Navada, you're good friends with him. You should try to befriend those that were distanced from you, but now that they are coming back, even to a greater measure, right? Then tzadikim shloichotu etzloi, then I never basically wronged him. This again, these are very, very lofty ideals, but at least we have an idea now what v'halachta bedrachav entails. And we know that many of these midas is a lifetime of an avodah. And in fact, Rav Sol Salanter said that this is true, that any type of a midah that you have, if you want to change that midah against your nature, some midas are in alignment with what you are. But if it's a midah that you have to work against your nature, he says it's more difficult, he says, than learning all of Shas, he said. So it's not an easy situation. But the excuse is not to try, at least. Any inroad that you make, any tikkun, any percentage of trying to come closer to that midah is a tremendous, tremendous gain. And that's, in fact, that is what your obligation is. The obligation is to do as much as you're capable of doing. And hopefully the rest will come with siyata d'shamayim, as we'll see. If we take a look again in the opening words, just to point out some things that I said. Remember in the beginning, as we started here, the seventh midah, Tamar Devayr said here, he says, ben Odom l'chaveru, we know the ahava is never as it were. It usually is not the way it was before. Between Odom l'chaveru, once there was strife, once there was anger. However, he said, the Baal Tshuva is zoche even to a greater, right? To a greater mile with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it were before. So I just want to show you a lotion of the Rambam in Perik Zion of Hilchas Tshuva. And Rambam's Lashon, clearly, we can have an idea what the Talmud Dvar is referring to. You don't have it on the sheet here. It says, G'doyla tshuva, says the Rambam, shemekarvis es odom l'shchina. Tshuva is so great that it's a mekar of the person to the shchina, shenema, the famous posik, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecho. And Rambam brings another posik. It says, im toshuv Yisrael, ne'um Hashem, elai toshuv. What does it mean, elai toshuv? To whom then? Of course to me. Says the Rambam Kloimer, im tarzer b'tshuva bi sidbok, then you become attached, you become a dubik. Literally, it's ke'ilu, we become nischaber, we become a chuber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means to say that tshuva is not merely an oifen to be misakin the pegam, to be misakin the avera, to be misakin the kilkulim that we did, but really what tshuva is dveikis v'kiruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tshuva is. People think, oh, tshuva is fixed what you did wrong. That alone is not tshuva. Tshuva basically is to be zoiche to dveikis in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in fact, through tshuva shalema, a person becomes miskari, not only close, misdabek. Close meaning is, I'm close, but you're here and I'm there. What does misdabek mean? When two people embrace, they become connected. That's what tshuva does. It's not merely we become close to Hashem. We actually become connected. We touch. That's called misdabek. Tibuk. It's actually a chibur. That's the madrega of tshuva. That madrega, Rabbi Sai, To have that kind of hizdapkis you couldn't have without tshuva. That's a nekuda. Had you not been chayte, interesting thing. Had you not been chayte, you're able to reach great madreges, no question. But the inyan is that through the bal tshuva kim bizoiche, the zoiche to a madrege in dveikis that a tzaddik gomor would not have. That is one nekuda. So we see from here that ultimately an ironic thing is that a person by slipping, turns out down the road in the long run, if he's zoiche to the tshuva, by the way, in the long run it was a gevaldige teiva. Because the fact that he slipped, and now that he was zoiche to the tshuva, he was able to come to madregas they never would have had. Says Rabbeinu Yoine, I'll quote it to you. Rabbeinu Yoine says in Shar Beis, he says, Ois Dalet, Ve'yesh al ha-boiter b'ashem lehoichil. A boiter b'ashem, he said, should hope, ki yia ha-choshech sibas ho-oira. That the dark part of his life, he should not look at the now. He should look that the dark side of his life actually is a hachone, is a sibbe to bring tremendous light in his life. Lule the darkness, he would not have had that light. Kemoshikosov, as the Novi says in Micha, famous posse, it says, Altismachi oyaftili. The Novi says to them, he said to them, my enemy, don't rejoice. You see that I'm down? The enemy is rejoicing. You see that I'm down? Says the Novi, don't rejoice. Because you know what? My downfall is the sibbe to my rising to even greater heights. So you're not going to gain anything by my downfall. If anything, my downfall is going to be beneficial to me. You're going to give me great benefit. Because my nefil is going to be my chemo. This is going to be a sibbe for me rising. Say Chazal. Omer Rabbeinu Yoyne, said Rabbeinu Yoyne. Ilamole yoshapti b'choshech loyhoye oily. Atkam Moshe Rabbeinu Yoyne. In other words, had I not had darkness, I never would have been zoich to that light. Which means, poshet, that in everyday life, when you see takinyonim of darkness, we should look at the darkness that maybe, that in fact the Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity to be zoich to light, to a type of light, which we never would have had if we had not been going through this type of a choshech. Ilamole, he says, yoshapti b'choshech lohoye orli. Through the oir of tshuva, a person reaches to much greater madreges, as it were, before the chet. Now, as we see over here also, that the hay, as he points out, the world is doimet to nachsadra, that you fall. So, whether you fall, he says, all the way down. You can fall to the deepest, and to the lowest levels. But then the hay also has the opening on top. So, I just want to quote you something very fascinating. It's a tremendous, tremendous chazal, which Reb Chaim Shmulevitch used to say it many, many times. Now, regarding what Rabbeinu Yoine quotes, that a choshech in a person's life, that the choshech in a person's life is really to be looked at as a positive message of Hashemayim. Ki nofalti kamti, ki yeshe ba choshech, Hashem oili, ilulule nofalti loy kamti, viilule yoshapti be choshech, lohoya Hashem oili. So Reb Chaim used to bring the Chazal, it's such a fascinating story that Chazal tell us. On the posuk of Ayorach Esreach Begodov, so Chazal say, Begodov not only means Begodim, Boigdov, rebellion. Be rebellion. What about rebellion? Chazal say the following, let me quote you the way it says. The lotion is, it says like this, that basically there was a person by the name of Yosef Mishisa. There's a person by the name of Yosef Mishisa. And Yokum Ish Tzroiros Bishor Shebikshu Soinim Likoinet LaHarabayis. When the enemies wanted to come and enter the Harabayis, Omru, so the enemy, the Goyim, they said Yikonet Mibnei Yisrael Tchil. You have to realize what's happening here. The enemies, as Rishoyim, as great Rishoyim that they were afraid to go into the Beis HaMikdash. They said, let the Yidden go in first. Rishoyim. But that much of a sensitivity, they knew what the Beis HaMikdash is about. So they said, Yikonis ben Bnei Yisrael Tchile. Omer Eloi, so they picked someone, Le Yosef. He said, Hikonis. And you know what? Go in, Umash Atu Moitzi Shilchohi. And your reward, whatever you take out, the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, whatever you take, it belongs to you. This was the bait. Yosef was not a great Baal Madrege, to put it mildly. This Yosef was a person who was an Avrayan of all Aveirah Shebetoyret. Nichnas v'hoitzi menorah shel zohav. He goes in and he brings out the menorah. Nothing less than the menorah. He goes in and he brings out the menorah. The Rishoyim saw that, so he said, menorah for you? Omer Eloi, ein darkoi shel hedyet lishtamish bezu. They said to him, it's not the derech for a hedyit, it's menoyret. Hedyit, you are a commoner. Menoyret the Beis Hamikdash for you. You took out something that's too, it's not for you. Elamai, what did they say? They said to him, he konis pam shniya. Go in a second time. A fascinating transformation to come. When they asked him to go in a second time, he didn't go in. The Chazal Omar, he said, Dayi, it's enough shehichasti as bayri pamachas. It's enough that I angered Rabbeinu Shloim, he said once. Shachisenu pam shniya. So ma osoloi. So you could say, this made a decision on the spot. Okay, so he made a flimsy, fast decision. They tried to force him to go in. You know what they did? They tortured him. And Chazal said, look what they did to him. Nosnu oisoi bachamoyr shel charoshim. Rashi says is they took a board with nails. They took a board and they dragged them on a board with nails. The greatest yisurim in the world. Sarkus besaroi b'masrokes shel barzel. They ripped and they tore his flesh. V'yimetzaveach v'yomer, and Yosef continued to cry out and said, oili shechati. We didn't care about the pain. Oili shechati leboiri. That's all what he said. What took place over here? So Chaim Shmulevich says, he says, you know what happened over here is, this Yosef Mishisa, he says, when he went into the Beis HaMikdash, which the Goyim Afilu didn't want to go in, not only went in, he had, if you call it, I mean, the chutzpah, he had the lowness, he had the moral decay to take out the Menorah Shel Zohar. This was a nefila rock bottom. You can't fall lower than that. Once you fall so low, what happens? You invoke what the Navi says. The Navi says, "Kinofal tikamti." When you hit rock bottom, you can be zoiche. You can be zoiche to such tremendous light. He says from the Shemayim that all of a sudden he says, all of a sudden the same Yosef Mishisa, the same Yosef Mishisa was so low that he was not margish with the enemy. Was margish. The enemy had sensitivity not to want to go into the Beis Hamikdash. He was lower than them. He had no sensitivity. He wanted to go into the basement. He went in. But then Hashem gave him, after that tefillah, Hashem opened his eyes. Hashem opened his eyes and he refused to go in the second time. And he said, Oili shechasti is bayri. To the extent that he was suffering yisurim noiroim. And nevertheless, it didn't change his opinion. Because being that he saw the tahoim that he fell, he recognized the shiftless, the tremendous shiftless that he was at. So mitoicha yisurim itself, he cries not on the Yisurim, he cries on what his matzav was. It says, Oili shechasti is bayri. In one moment, what you see is, from the lowest of the low, you rise not only high, you rise to the highest of the high. To be able to withstand and to be soil is tremendous Yisurim, and it should not make a difference. But rather, he still remains steadfast in his new light, in the new oil that was given to him. This is something clearly a demonstration. Ki eisha b'choshech, the more darkness that I sat in, is orli. We see that he is zoiche, yezoiche, to tremendous oiris. So this again, this is really what Rabbi Yoin is telling us, and this is what the Talmud Devar is telling us, that the Baal Tshuva, being that he fell to a matzav of choshech, being that he fell, he had nefila, and sometimes the nefilas are tremendously great and strong nefilas, but adrabe, now he is zoiche even to greater, right, kimo, he is zoiche to rise up even higher, kinofalti kamti, the tzaddik gomer didn't fall. So if he didn't fall, he doesn't go higher. But this is the koyach. This is the tremendous koyach. Just want to show you, just in the sheet, just to have an idea. Because the Talmud Devar tells us, you have the narrow door on top of the hay. The Baal Tshuva has to climb. Right? He has to create stronger barriers, heavier barriers. He has to be misagiv himself. He has to undergo self-affliction. I want to show you something, Rabbi Said. This is one of the most fascinating tshuvas. Unlike that you're going to find Beder Klal in the tshuvas Noide B'Yehuda. Very unusual type of tshuva. Let's see how much we can cover. Let me just give you a shtickle Agdoma, Rabbi Said. The Agdoma of the Maisa was, what's sad about this Chuvis Noide B'Yehuda is, we're talking about, from the Noide B'Yehuda, you're talking about a Yidah Talmud Chochem. You're talking about a Yidah Talmud Chochem who is nichshel in Averis Chamuris. A Yid was nichshel in Averis Eishes Ish. For 3 years. 3 years he was going on, had this particular situation. He was nichshol in the avera of Eishes Ish, an ongoing situation for 3 years. After 3 years, he marries the woman's daughter. She becomes his mother-in-law. Shaina shidduch, shaina chusin. And he comes and he asks the shayla from the Nadi Yehuda, does he have to tell his father-in-law? First of all, it should be asura labalo. Should be asura labalo. Right? A zayin is asura labalo. Second of all, how do I do tshuva? How do I do tshuva? Let's take a look what the Nadi Yehuda writes over here. Let's take a look. It starts out, and again, I cut out what Mamish only what to have here, what's in the Geyer. V'hinei shayrish ha-shayla she'echot nichshol beishas ish. Kame shonim, sholi shonim retzufis, shohoya bebeisa. He was a boarder or something. He was living there for 3 years. Look at this. He was nichshol beishas ish. V'ata nisayr b'tshuva. V'ashrei loy she'toyros ha-yomda. You hear that? In other words, it's because the schus of his Torah said, Nadi Yehuda, that Baruch Hashem that he had, that he had this desires to want to do tshuva, shol yishtake b'tuma, that he shouldn't become rooted and sunk into the tuma. V'napshoy lishlo higia shehu ato chasan ho isha azois. He now became the son-in-law. Shenoso bito. First of all, in mechuyiv lo hidia lechomot sheyifresh mishta hazoina. Or maybe what's the other tzad? Or yishtikoso yofa kihema anche Hashem. Very prominent family. If this comes out in the open, tremendous bezoinis. There's something called godel kovad abrius. So maybe because of God will cover Abrius, she better keep quiet. You hear this? It's a family that children tamid chachomim. Ube mishpocha yikoro. V'yeshlochush lepgam mishpocha mishim kovad Abrius. Rishoya habaltshuva maybe liyaz b'shev al tatsish lo elohidi alachom of klal. That's the shayla. This is not the shayla I'm going to get into. But the next line. V'gam shual lesada lo tshuva. Because this is what the Torah Medvayr is telling us of the Baal Tshuva. He has to make the climb, the trap door, the opening is a small door, which means they have to go through self-affliction and so on and so forth. So the Baal Tshuva wants to know the Shazal Pikoichoi. Now listen about this. I want you to know this because it's very important. This Baal Tshuva, look at the preface. He's an Odom Cholu Shema'oid. He's a very weak person, and at the same time, Umasmid B'Torah Harbe. That's a masif. This Baal Tshuva. So here he's a masmit. He's shvach, so you can't ask him to fast a lot. He's cholush ma'oid. What kind of a tshuva is the Nadi Yehuda going to give him? He's a tremendous masmit, so he has a lot of pluses. Tremendous masmit. At the same time, he's an odom cholush. So first of all, look at what the Nadi Yehuda says. First, sort of like a typical disclaimer. Maybe that would be a grace to mention. Bine ma'ashe bikish ma'losei mimeni ilasadu le'bal tshuva zed tshuva al avoinoi. The hisker, and you mentioned shu odom cholush ma'oid. Lo Yisboil, he cannot tolerate koshi hatanesim v'sigufim. He cannot go through a series of fasting and affliction. Gam Hiskir, also you mentioned the Flois masmodis limuda yoyim avalaylo. Hest. It's a moyudige masmod. That's tama masmod. The Flois. Vein esoch siche betele klau. Vein esoche belaylo bemitte klau. This is about tshuva. What should be his seder tshuva? So the Remuda, first of all, he says, you ask me a very difficult shaila, you know why? She'eini rogi leheshiv leshoil mimeni she'eilo bedover shle ucha limtze shoyrish b'divah gemara v'apoyskim. The Yehuda doesn't go by all the svarim, you know, that you find. The Yehuda says, I pass him straight, he says, from shas apoyskim. Yergainish nukdal gemayne svarim, he says. And therefore, you don't find directly, he says, in the svarim, he says, coming from shas apoyskim, basically, he says, you don't find in all of Shas how many days does one fast for this particular Aveira. Mispratanios, Yomim Charutzim, Uktsuvim Lokolchet, the Ashmok if Yhoimer Hoven. You don't find that. You don't find that a bigger Aveira, more fasting. Smaller Aveira, less fasting. You don't have that. You don't have these type of regiments of fasting connected with Aveiras. How many times to fast for this Aveira? How many times for that Aveira? Hey, Nemes, it's true that fasting is very important because Ksim beposik ben aviim letzorech hatshuva shuvu lat ad betzayim. So tzayim, of course, is mentioned. Omnom, but to tell me how many times to fast for any avera, there's no source. Hagbolas misprat hanesim loy nisparish loy bekotzev loy begemar. Now look what he says. Only the Nadi Yehuda can write this way. Rak shesifrei hamusar vahatshuva herich. You'll find it in sifrei musar. V'rayv divrayim benuyim al svaris kreisius boch svaris. Boch Svaris, here it says. Svaris Kreisius. That's what he says. So everything you're going to find in Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Tshuva, he says, nothing. Out of them, something they did, figment of imagination. B'lish Shairish, the Sefer Echol Nishlo Chaver, then one person copies the other. One Sefer basically relies on the other. B'lish Yisrael Klal. U'matzinu b'zeh har b'chumre zahar b'kulis. V'lachein kosh alay l'heshe b'zeh. U'b'yichir especially, says the Noidi B'yudah, achre roye shebal tshuva atzmo yitzurim rabonim. I know that he's a Talmud Chochom. So Yisadar uli atzmo. You know what, he's a Talmud Chochom? Let him be Misadar his own tshuva. You know what? If you want to go by Sifra Musa, let him buy the Sifra Musa. Let him look in and let him do what the Sifra Musa say. Omnom, but being, says Rabbi, however, Achre Asher Malosoi, being Mafsir Bazer, you're pressuring me. I want you to take a look, Rabbi Isai, what kind of a tshuva the Noi Yehuda gives to an Ishcholush Moid. And you figure out what the tshuva would have been had he not been an Ishcholush. Let's remember, this is an ish cholush moed. Not only that, he's a moiridig masimit, right? Which is tremendous plus. Look at what the Nebuchadnezzar says. Vine avoyno godol minasoy. To begin with, his abeir is tremendous, tremendous. He says mitzad choymer avoyn atzmoy avin eshes ish. Befrat, it wasn't one time. Shehis mit bechetzeh sholishonim retzufes voye ima bebayis, which chichalei bevade shein mispor leroy peomim shebaleo. So Mela, so that he was with her many, many times. Well, so you know what he says. According to the Rekeach, by the way, Sefer Rekeach is from the Chachmi or Ashkenaz, which are very machmer in Tanesim. That's, they say, the difference between the Chachmi Sfar and the Chachmi Ashkenaz. And Rekeach has what's called Tshuvas HaMishkol. The Rekeach gives the Tshuvas HaMishkol that the Tshuva has to be, right, on balance with the Avera. Which means, according to the series of Avera, many, many Tanesim. You know what the Yehuda says? If you want Tshuvas HaMishkol for Chet Eshes Ish, if we live as long as Mesushelach, he says, the fasting will be enough. You know what he says? You know what he says? If I go by that, if I'm going to try to give him that, and make leben zut as long as Mesushelach zut, it didn't help him. Look what he says. When I speak of a shnois Mesushelach le mispra tiny is b'tshuvas hamishkol le b'chashiv is harikayach, he says, shedvar adiv rekabol. So if you want to give him the tshuva of the rekayach, he says, he can live, you know, Mesushelach's lifetime, he says. He's not going to make it, he says. He's not going to be able to fast enough. However, I say, call them hoya tanis dovra ma'akif tshuva. If tanis really is ma'akif tshuva, then we have to deal with tanis alone. Avabemis ain't a tanis rag dovra tofel the tshuva. Tanis is only, says, the side, is secondary. Vikra tshuva hu azivas chait, vidu dvarim belev, nishbar, broken heart, vidu charote, regret, belev sholem. His karvus vihis slavus le'er viz abeire. Vahaina tshuva means she yoshev al shem tshuva, means return. She yoshev al Hashem mirachameyu. The yoshev al Hashem haina she yidbag boy. Mami to the shayin shru ben yoyne. She yidbag boy. Toshuv elai, right? Be sidbak, as he said. Be toshuv. Ben yoyne said, that means, as he pointed out, from the Rosh and the Rambam, actually. Now look what he says further. Avashad vorem tanis v'seguvim enemikrim. So let me ask you something. If tanis v'seguvim are not ikr, you should get away pretty easy. If Tanis Segufim is not a nicker, go to the next paragraph. Oymer Ani, Hey Nemes Shitzarch Yisurim. It's true that Yisurim has Mokoyim. Al Taromer Razal, the definition of Yisurim varies. Chazal say Ad Heichen Tachlis Yisurim the Gemara Neirachin. You know what counts as Yisurim? Even something as small, Afilo Hoishid Yodai Lekis, little Sholosh Vole Biyodish Time. You know you have change in your pocket. You know, you want to take out 3/4, it turns out you only took 2. So now you're upset, you have to put your hand back in your pocket. What kind of Yisurim is that? That also counts as Yisurim, to a degree. Everything is Yisurim. Ein Shilu Perik, he says, he points out, Mesechta Serachim. Hey Nemes, he says, Shedivre Herekeach, Divre Kabbalah, the Rekeach's words are clearly, he says, are authoritative. Varehu Noisen, Vahonosan Tshuvas HaMishkol, he gives Tshuvas, which has to be a balanced Tshuvas. Oimrani, now look what he says. Shevadai nochet, so it's important about tshuva, kidei lishbor liboy hazoino, sheyuchel ischar b'leif sholem. V'chol zman, shloi nishbor liboy, yefshel yischarote b'leif sholem. He said, you can't have charote without a broken heart. He says, avol mi sheyuchel isboich yitzray al yidei ha-toyre. Next line. If someone is able to shecht his yitzahara through toyre, shekreidu chazal shim evenhu, even the yitzahara is as hard as a rock, nimuach, it becomes dissolved through toyre. V'gam ha-toyre mateshes koyach, Lozani Mekomoid. Okay, so what are we up to now? Because he has Torah, I'm going to be very Mekel. Let's see what the Mekel of the Noid of Yud is. He's a weak man. He's a tremendous masmit. He's very weak. Tanesim is just secondary. Therefore, I'm going to be very makel on him. Let's take a look what very makel means. Let's go further. Let's go. Omnom. Let's go to Omnom. Next paragraph. Omnom ashe hiskir mahasmodas limudoi neflois. Begam shivrin ruchoi bemis, he has a broken heart. Ushmiras pivul ishoin varam betelem. Kva yeshlo yisoid godlis mechoilof. He already is on strong foundation. He should also do vidu, he should always be mizvada. Mizvada is chayav. Now, here we go, Rabbi Yisai. Here we go. V'ne'af shani mekel betainius v'sigufim mitshuvas ha'mishkel ozehu ish. Even though I am mekel, I will potter b'loi klumi efshir. But you can't let him off scot-free. L'fi roiv ha'smodas achet. Because the averu was constant. V'ne ha'smodas ha'teri ikr. Fine. Omnom yilmoy divretayr shay bemamish mishnayes boyim koiyonim toitzes yontiv shasa poiskim toyrin avim ksuvim vegamkin sifremusar chayves alvoves. You should start, he says, min achashara yichud av gemir to the end. He should learn shloah kodesh bemokim sheinim and daber benistaris, the easy parts and as the understandable parts, the nigla portions of the shloah vilgeshuve berambam. In addition to learning Torah, v'yidbak moed b'shiras v'sishbochis shel David HaMelech Tehillim, he said, yidbak moed, a lot of Tehillim. He says, shezeh dover godel, because Tehillim is a big thing. Lahalhiv b'leiv odom ahavas aboyre. Aval shar tefillas v'tachnunim, the other tefillas that you find for Bali Tshuva, asher chadoshim mikoroiv, he says, the new generations have presented us. Doiris muotim lefidareinu yirchak mehem. You don't need all these artificial tefillas. Tehillim, he says. Tell him, he says. That's what you need. He says, but asar delel yarki lel bisher. Instead of putting, he says, yarik in your stomach, put in meat in your stomach. Now, instead of putting, he says, you know, all these artificial tefillahs, use the real thing. Say Tehillim and so on. Okay. As he points out, these are the shirois of Shel David HaMelech. Now, ubechol chatzos halaylo. You got it, Rabbi Yisai. In addition to learning, in addition to Tehillim, every chatzos halaylo. Okay, that's the first part. Every chatois, crying on the churban. The hoil of adam cholish. Now listen again. Being that he's an adam cholish, umasmid b'toyre, lo yisana b'kayis. In the summertime, right? Being that it's very warm, lo yisana he's a b'kayis b'manachoyim b'yoyser, l'moshel kamoi tamuz klal rak b'erev v'shchoidish. So tamuz, he says, it should fast erev v'shchoidish. Bishar yemei akayitz. What about the rest of the days of summer? Yisana b'chol shvua yoy mechot. Every week one day. So every week one day during the summer, except Tammuz, which is the hottest erev shchodesh. But shar yemei akayitz, every week you should fast one day. Milvat elul. What do you do on elul? Yisana b'chol shvua beiz or gimel palmi. Two or three times a week. Every week in elul, 2 or 3 days. By the way, this is another cholish, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know if he wouldn't be. So you fast a half a week, you fast. Right? 2 or 3 days, you fast. And what do you do with Seher Shem Echuva? Yisane yoim yoim. Every day. It means he eats at night, the next day he fasts. He eats at night, the next day he fasts. Every day. This is the other cholish, Rabbi Yisai. And this is in the summer. He said, I gave you off easy. 2 or 3 times a week, he said there. What about the winter? Winter, you're not suffering from heat. Every week he has to fast 3 days. And one of the three should be 24 hours. Because normally a regular fast is only by day. At night you eat. One of the 3 days should be 24 hours. So dry tugavok, he says you should fast. And one day, 24 hours. For 3 years he should do this. And if he will accustom himself to get up chatzos, right? And if he's able to maintain getting up at chatzos, in addition to that, by the way, when he gets up at chatzos, what does he do? He gets up at chatzos, he says, think chatzos. He doesn't go back to sleep. You know what he means? He says, if he gets up at chatzos and now he's up till the entire night, I'll give him off a little bit on the fasting. Look what he says. And he continues standing there. I don't mean he has to stand on his feet, he says. Hear that? I'm giving off only one day. Instead of 3 days a week, I'm going to allow him to fast too. But for that to be marviach that extra day, he has to be up all night from chatzos on. Can't sleep from chatzos on. He has to be up all night. And what is he doing all night? Not reading a newspaper. He's up all night. He says, Oisik in Torah and in Tehillim. Yes, it's Sigufim. What about, he says, the other afflictions? Kvar hisker maloso. You're telling me Shein Choycha Val Mita Klal? He's doing that already. So it's a big guy. You thought it's enough already. So he says, no. He says the other things he says he's doing already. He's not sleeping on a bed. The dai bozeh. Look what he says further. Yarchik mischoik shlo yischoik shalo yishonam halolu. Afila shlo yamalapiv. Not only opening a mouth of laughter, no laughter whatsoever, even inside. No laughter. Nothing. Ulesimcha mazoise. Uyisabal alavoinoi. He's in mourning, this man. In addition to all that, what else does he do with the 3 years? The entire week, no drinking of wine. He says. See what he says? Tea with sugar. He doesn't even allow him to drink coffee. A little bit of coffee. Even that is restricted. That's the first 3 years. What happens after 3 years are gone? Because he did the Aveira for 3 years. So this 3 years. What happens after the 3 years? Is he finished? Acha kaloi sholishonim rishonis. Bisholishonim shniyis. In the second series of 3 years. Yis'ame b'chayrev beiz vehei. Sheni v'chamishi. In the winter, every week, he fasts sheni v'chamishi. Ubekayit, and in the summer, he'll do like the first time, as he said. Ubekayit yis'nahi k'rishonis. Urishoi, I allow him the second 3 years, he can lie in a bed. He doesn't have to sleep on the floor. It says, Vishuv, and what about the rest of his life? Vishuv, and from now on, for the rest of his life, he has to fast one day per week. For the rest of his life, after he finished this series of the two sets of three. For the rest of his life, he should fast one day. Ubekayit, and in the summer, Erev Shchodish. Lekayim v'chatosi negdi somit. Uben Rishoshono Yom Kippur b'mei Atshuva yis'ame b'chol yoyim. For the rest of his life, Aser Shem Yishuva should fast every day. V'achat Shehizker Malosoi, that he's a Noisher, you have to give a lot of tzedakah too, he says. V'chatar v'chatar right. This Rabbi Isai is a person who's an Odom Cholu Shemoit. The person, Ashvach HaMen Shekenish Fasten. This is what the Nadi Yehuda. Nadi Yehuda, after saying, he says, I'm not the one to give him a Seder Tshuva. Ich weiß nicht. I think it would have been better off. Nadi Yehuda gave him an Eitzah. Let him buy Sfarim, let him do it by himself. He would have come out more ahead. But now that he Dapke wanted to hear what the Nadi Yehuda has to say, he let him have it. And he really gave him here a Seder of Tshuva. This is what we see, the Oisei Rabboisai. The ascent of the Baal Tshuva. This is the Sigufim, as he points out, he has the narrow door to come through. But at the end of the day, the Baal Tshuva is able to rise even to a greater Madrega. This is the Gevaldige Midah of Yoshi of Yerachmeim.